You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross here with Kate, and we're welcoming Murray State's Hudson School of Agriculture barn manager, Alicia Conover. Alicia, welcome to Sounds Good.
Thank you.
We're here with Alicia because this Thursday at the Murray State Equine Center on College Farm Road, there's a big educational opportunity for everybody in the community, not only for those of you who keep horses and love horses. Alicia, how did this come about, the Murray State and UK Ag Equine Programs collaboration on this?
It came out of something really awesome we were talking about earlier. There is such a thing as an equine consortium going on in Kentucky. We are working with all of the Kentucky equine universities in the state. As we had our yearly meeting, Dr. Coleman from UK and I got together, and he asked me, how about having a field day here? It's kind of gotten a lot bigger now. This is our second annual one. They had one at the Darling Ranch last year, so this is our second one that we're going to do. So it was just kind of combined effort on his part and my part to kind of spread the word about what we're doing here in Kentucky and what we're doing specifically at each of our universities.
It's 4 to 8 p.m., and you are feeding folks who come, and they can still register for the free meal, and you'll have all sorts of informational booths and door prizes. But the heart of the matter is to demonstrate what goes on at our Equine Center and then have some field days. Describe the Equine Center.
The Equine Center is out on College Farm Road. We do have about 159 student stalls, and I have a full university barn that houses about 30 university horses. We have a 60-horse university herd. We have established a rotational grazing pattern that we are doing with them. It's a very natural process, and it has allowed us to manage them in a better way to be better stewards of the land. We also have an indoor arena out at the Equine Center. Our main focus out there is we do college classes out there, community educational projects such as these, and we also put on shows throughout the year, clinics. So the Equine Center is, you know, a really neat place for the students. A lot of times we get students that come from all over the United States just to keep their horses on the property.
All over the U.S.?
Yep. We have kids coming from Maine. We have kids coming from Hawaii, Canada also. So
Sometime in the last quarter, I've heard that this university's program is one of the tops in the nation, like number three.
It's pretty high up there, and I don't even know if I'd say it's at the top. But for what we do, we were definitely, you know, number one, two in there. There's not many universities anymore that have a university herd. It is very expensive to keep them. That's why we're doing the rotational pattern, kind of to ease that burden. But I would definitely say that our facilities rival pretty much any university in the nation, especially a public university. So it's still affordable for all the kids to do it. So for our facilities to be what they are, I think that we are one of the top.
I was really surprised to see that there's a breeding program at Murray State.
Yes, ma'am. We do. We have a stud. He is getting older. He's about 21 years old. We have some horses out of him that we do use in the program already, and we are breeding younger stock from him also. Again, our goal is to breed a horse that we can use in the program and is also marketable in the industry. So we are very selective and work more on quality than quantity. I'm very excited that we are working with a warm blood mare. We are hopefully going to have Murray State's first warm blood filly or colt in the spring is our goal.
Next spring.
Yep, and we're working with Virginia Tech is actually working with us and is going to donate the breeding. So we are shipping semen in, and we will AI that mare as soon as she gets ready. And hopefully we'll have a new filly or colt on the ground next year if everything goes well.
I was fascinated to hear that you select for stamina and intelligence,
gentle minds. It's just like you would breed anything else for. We're very hands-on. When I handle the stallion, and when I'm breeding, students are involved. We are very safe. You know, there's always another faculty member there, and we wear helmets. You know, we take all the precautions, but it's very neat. A lot of the kids don't get to see that anymore, so it's a neat program.
Experience. the field demos are also pretty important. I don't want to go without saying that in addition to the rotational grazing best practices you've talked about, you'll be discussing or people will be able to learn more about the bioburner technology that's going in. Hit on that a little bit.
Okay. We're very proud to announce we are, again, one of the top facilities that are putting this, implementing this process. We have new stack pads. They're just these big metal concrete pads with a roof. We store all the stall waste. Then it is moved over to the bioburner, where it is burned and dried, and then it's burned and water is heated up and put through radiant heaters. We will be heating our barn this winter with the stall waste, and we will have a renewable product after that also that we're hoping to do some things with, either have additional stall bedding or use it on fields. So we've worked with LEI Technologies. They have helped create this system. So it's just a really, really neat opportunity that we're going to have. Again, hopefully getting the students involved. So we are potentially going to be trying to be very green and reuse our stall waste, because that's a really big problem in our industry, is how to get rid of stall waste.
So two innovations, the rotational grazing with no-till drill planting, and the bioburner technology. Then you're going to be talking about, and once again, we're talking with Alicia Conover, and what we're talking about is not just for those of you who own horses, but if you're curious about horses and taking care of them, I would assume this would be really important. The other topics are going to be practical parasite control and pasture fencing options. Discuss the fencing options a bit.
The fencing options, we're going to be helped out with that by Jeremy from Gallagher Fencing. Gallagher has been a very big partner in the university. They have helped us fence all of the equine fields and the cattle fields. He's going to talk about how to set up fence where it's easy for you to manage and you to handle even if you're not out there. A lot of people, when I tell them that we're going to do rotational grazing, they're like, well, that's too hard and that's going to take too long. Well, if you work with Gallagher and work with their fencing options, and say you have a rectangle place, or, you know, not everybody's place is a square. Well, Jeremy's going to talk to you about how you can fence in your place and what fences are going to be work for your budget and work for your animals. And it's going to help you be able to implement these programs that we're talking about.
And who's going to discuss parasite control?
Parasite control is going to be Dr. Kim Abernethy-Young with Kentucky Lake Equine Hospital. Parasite control, again, the big thing that's come up is fecals. You take a fecal sample from your horse, you take it to a local vet, and then you figure out what you need to deworm for. This is going to help you a lot because, as with humans, equine have found that they can build up a resistance to certain parasites. So if you fecal your horse, you know exactly what they have, you know exactly what to deworm for, you're not overusing the product and your horse is not developing a resistance to it. So she's going to talk about that a lot.
So think about all you can learn. Once again, this is a Western Kentucky Equine Farm and Facilities Expo this Thursday at the Equine Center across from Callaway County High School on College Farm Road in Murray. It's 4 to 8 p.m. The meal is provided, but our listeners need to let you know that they'd like to eat, right?
That would be preferable, but again, you know, I know there's a lot of rain coming in too, and I know a lot of people say, well, I have this going on and this going on. Well, if you get rained out, you know, that night or the day before, be free to come out. We are going to cook extra, as we always hope for a big crowd here. So, you know, anytime that they can come out, we prefer that they let us know. But if they're not able to, we're just using that as an estimate of how many people to expect.
Sure. Well, Miss Alicia, thank you for being here today.
Thank you for having me.